Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Hassan, B'Yakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding our dessert, Daf Hey. The Gemara in the discussion, if Avoseinu would not sin, would they have children or not? So the Gemara brings the Yaisi that says, in Ben David Ba, Mashiach will not come, at sheyichlu neshamos shebegof, until the neshamos there in the goof will come out. Meaning there's a place at Shemayim called the goof, and all the neshamas are there, and they all have to be born in order for Mashiach to come. So we'll learn now two he'oras, two nekudas about this concept. Number one, Tosis, in Nida Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, asks that the Gemara tells us, for example, that Ilmalei Shom Yisrael Beis Shabbosos, Miyad Yunigolim. If Am Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, right away there would be a Gehula. And the Chor Tosis is referring to many other places that we have, that if we do something, the Gehula would come. So as Tosfos says, but what about all the neshamas shebeguf that they have to be born? How could Am Yisrael be nigel earlier? So Tosfos answers, there will be multiple babies born at a time. That's like we had in Mitzrayim. So Yoldiv Shisho Bekeresacha, the Lord had six children born at a time. So Gishbogu will speed up, so to speak, the amount of kids that were born in each ladle. But the Marshal says that the answer of Tosfos is not enough, because it says miyad nigolim. Miyad means immediately. Mashiach can come any day. We believe in that. Mashiach can come every single day. So if so, how can it be so fast? So the Baal Shul says, B'doichak, you have to say, as the Midrash tells us, that once there was a Isha that gave birth to 600,000. Who was that? It was Moshe Rabbeinu, who's shackled to 600,000. So he says, that would be the means that Kishbuch will bring to the world people that are equal, that are equivalent to so many. And that's how you can bring Mashiach very fast. And many of the Mefarshim point out this Mashiach is still a little doichak. Because according to that, you still have to have somebody to be born in order for Mashiach to come. So two other answers to explain this. Is one is the Divrei Shaul, is the Baal HaShor L'Meshiv, that he says in the name of the Arizal, that all the neshamas that come into the world now are all Gilguli neshamas. And someone pointed out, look at the Zoyar, Pashas Pekudei, Tafresh, Nun Gimel, Amud Aleph. There it says that there's no new neshamas, there's no creation of new neshamas since the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the only neshamas that come to the world, all because they're Gilguli neshamas, they come back again and again. So with that, the Sher L'Meshiv explains the Gemara, that if Ilmalei Chotu Loi Banu Lo'ilom, not come to the world, there'll be no Gilguli neshamas. And the Maskana of the Gemara that says, Kimish Loi Banu Lo'ilom, means that right now, Gigul Neshamas, who sometimes of every generation now, has Neshamas Gedolos, have people that are very, very chashuv. Why? Because they're Gilgul of people that were in previous generations. But if there will be no Gilgul Neshamas, so any Neshama that would be born would be a very low Neshama, and the Doros will have no Gedolim, no Rabbanim, nobody chashuv in the generation. But Al Kolponim, if we're saying that Mashiach would come right away, so there will be no more Gilgul Neshamas. So these Neshamas will not be, so to speak, recycled. And that's how Mashiach can come every day. That's the pshat of the Baal HaShor L'Meshiv. The Ein Elio and the Ein Yaakov says another Mahalach. And he says that really we have two times the Mashiach can come. We have Behitu Achishano, as we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin. So if Mashiach comes on time, he's not coming until all the Neshamas are born. But if Mashiach comes quickly, Achishano, yeah, you'll come before all the Neshamas are born. It will be expedited without all the Neshamas coming to the world. You can add to this Ein Elio, who we mentioned in Perek Chelek, the Vilna Goyen that learns that if the Mashiach comes faster, if it comes earlier, so it will be a Mashiach ben Yosef. It will be a different Mashiach. Mashiach ben David has a set time. Mashiach ben Yosef could come earlier. Putting that together, the Ein Elio, it means if the Am Yisrael does tshuva and expedites the Geula, the one who comes is Mashiach ben Yosef. But still, Mashiach ben David has to wait until all the Neshamas are born to the world. The second nekud over here is what Tosis asks. The Gemara says that everybody has to be born in order for the goof to empty out. Why can't they be born through the goyim? The goyim will have children, and that will empty out the goof. Says Tosis that the goyim were born from a different place. The neshamas of Yisrael and goyim enam beguf echad, not come in the same place. And we may have goyim were being born, that doesn't bring the neshamas of the goof out. A fascinating thing is brought down in the Tshuva's Bali at Tosis. He says that sometimes the Malach HaMimuni Al HaYoyon, he brings children to the world, he sometimes does by mistake, he takes the neshama of a Jew and puts it in the guf of a goy. And that's going to be the Geirim that come to Am Yisrael. And sometimes by mistake, he takes a neshama of a goy and puts it into a goof of a Jew. And that's all the mishumodin that we have in Am Yisrael. Mashma a little bit that these the Chus Balei HaToisus here disagrees with Tois by us, and then the Shabbos all in the same place. Because if they're in different places, how does this Malach make a mistake? But Reuven Margolyer sends us to the Zoya Chodosh of two different places. One is in Daf Yud Amud Gimel, where there it says that the Goyim don't have the level of the Neshama of a Yid. The Neshama Kaddish is only by a Yid, not by a Goy. The Zohar goes on and says there that when a Yid turns 13, that's when the Neshama Kaddish is given to him. And the Goyim don't have the Neshama Kaddisha. And the Zohar Chodosh and Daf Ayin Ches Amud Dalet brings that a Goy who is mekabeling himself, Sheva Mitzvos B'Noyach, not to do over the Zohar, he does get some kind of a Ruach and Nefesh Kaddisha, and he gets a Chelek L'Olam Habo, but not together with Am Yisrael. He has his own Chelek. So from Sefer HaZohar, as Mashavei Moshek Taisis, that the Goyim, it's a whole different part. They don't have the same Neshama as Am Yisrael. They don't have the same Chelek L'Olam Habo. They belong to a different place. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email, so what's a good place? Email Shomach Shove @gmail.com.